Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 269, we're going to talk about how to protect your time when you're an entrepreneur. It may sound kind of silly, but your time is your most valuable asset, especially when you're an entrepreneur, because you're not working for someone else who's guaranteeing you a salary or an hourly wage. You're making money based on the amount of time that you're spending either building client projects or marketing or whatever it is that you're doing. So I think it's going to be a good topic for us to tackle today.
Yeah, definitely. And it's one of those things that you don't realize that you're inefficient until you become really inefficient and, you know, you're realizing that you're wasting a ton of time doing different things. And so it's good to kind of get out in front of it and recognize those things before they become, I guess you could call them, bad habits. And so hopefully this episode will help in that regard.
Yeah, well, to get us kicked off, we're going to kind of bounce all over the place because we've got a few tips for you that you may want to use. The first one is sign up for a free Calendly account. Calendly, Calendly. And set specific times during the week when you'll take calls. I get lots of emails, people that want to meet with me, they want to pick my brain, or they want me to quote a project. So what I'll do is I block off, you know, 2 hours on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And when those fill up, I don't go outside of that. I don't just randomly take calls and stuff. And I've found that I'm much more efficient. What it's also done for me is it's allowed me to weed out the tire kickers, as I'll call them, because they just want to come in and pick your brain for free and try to get information from you. And they're not really interested in, you know, taking the time to set up and set a specific meeting and stuff. So if they don't have the time to click on a link, go in, schedule a specific time with me, then I'm probably not going to do a call with them. But, you know, that will help you to protect your time.
Yeah, the next thing on the list is charge for all time, even calls. So if you're doing client work, a lot of times clients are going to want to do schedule calls to go over different things and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I personally do as little calls as possible just because I think they can be, a lot, you know, big time wasters. And so, but if you charge for them, and not in the regard where you're going to build a client directly after the call, but if you're doing a project, you know, add it to your time. So, you know, include it in the cost of the total website, you know, and that's why you also have to make sure you add in some additional time when you're quoting projects to make sure that you allow for different things like that, client calls or in-person visits or whatever, but make sure you're tracking those things and adding it so that you're getting paid for your time, because it's not just the time that you're working on their actual site, but it's also any time that you're giving to them. Time is your money, and so you want to make sure that you're getting compensated for that.
Absolutely. Next is be clear about your expectations. You know, let people know when they can call you, when it's okay to contact, how you want to communicate with clients. That's very important. Most people drop the ball on this. So, I mean, in my early web development days, I had clients calling me on the weekends. And if I ever made the mistake of answering the phone on a weekend, they automatically assume that, oh, Dave takes calls on the weekends, you know. So, you know, be very clear about your expectations, about what they can expect from you in regards to your time and how you would like to manage it with them.
Yeah, the next thing on the list, this may seem pretty obvious, but close out of time-wasting sites such as Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, you know, whatever it is, those different sites that basically just suck you in, and next thing you know, you've wasted 2 hours. I personally use Facebook pretty much exclusively for business. I don't really post personal stuff. Like, I'll see, you know, personal friends and stuff, their posts come up in my newsfeed, but I really use it a lot for the different Facebook groups and such. And so sometimes I almost like trick myself into thinking that I'm like doing something productive because I'm commenting in Facebook groups, which is business related, but really it's not helping me achieve, you know, whatever goals I have, whatever items I have to accomplish for that day. And so I think some of that kind of goes along with this is, you know, anything that's reactive type work, set it aside for different times. So say, for example, responding to emails, Facebook messages, you know, social media type stuff, anything that like you react to. So you get an email and you react to it. You get a Slack message and you react to it. Close out of those things and only answer emails and answer Slack messages or Facebook messages, whatever it may be, during certain hours. You know, maybe at the beginning of the day, you know, for a short time in the middle of the day, and then at the end of your day, so that you could have what I like to call high focus time, where there's minimal distractions and, you know, there's no one that's going to be pinging you because you have do not disturb on, you don't have Facebook signed in or whatever it may be, so that you could focus on whatever it is you need to focus on. So that's something that I've found that helps me be productive and really protects my time.
I refuse to close Facebook, Tim.
Yeah. You know, I sometimes it's hard for me to practice what I preach, and sometimes I don't always do it as well, but yeah,
I'm it definitely the same helps. Way. I'm the same way. Last but not least on our list is I would recommend setting office hours. It kind of goes with the expectations, you know, communication expectations with clients. I forgot to throw that in there. So if they know you're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, they're probably not going to call you after 5 o'clock or before 8 o'clock in the morning. They may email you and stuff, but you know that you don't have to respond or answer those things. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic, episode 270. Why and how to optimize your WordPress database. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.